ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾಂ.
We have completed the 9th chapter. Until now, from 7th chapter onwards up to 9th chapter, that means 3 chapters, 7th, 8th and 9th. In these 3 chapters, the content we have received, we can see in nutshell, in 3 points. Ishvara Swarupa Jnanam we have received. What is that Jnanam? Number one, Ishvara is the cause of this universe. Jagat Karanam Ishvaraha. So Ishvara is the creator. This is the first point we have received. God exists, who is the creator of this universe. Number two, God became the world, we have understood. God alone became the world. With his Maya Prakriti, the Brahman becomes Saguna Ishvaraha. With his power, Maya Prakriti's manifestation, with the help of Maya, Brahman becomes Saguna Ishvaraha. When Brahman activates his Maya power, that Brahman is called Saguna Ishvaraha. When that Maya is not activated, Brahman remains as Nirgunam Brahma. We cannot call it as Ishvara that time. When Maya is in unmanifest form, it is always there with Brahman. It is always there with Brahman, Maya, Prakriti, Apara Prakriti. When it is not activated, our Brahman is Nirgunam Brahma. When that Maya is activated for the purpose of creation, at that time Nirgunam Brahma gets the status Ishvaraha. Sagunam Brahma or Ishvaraha. When we say God created the world, God is mixture. When we say God created the world, that God is a mixture. Mixture of what? Paraprakriti and Aparaprakriti. God is a mixture of Paraprakriti and Aparaprakriti. Paraprakriti means higher nature. Aparaprakriti means lower nature. Para and Apara mixture alone is God. When God became the world, we say God is Upadana Karanam. Instead of God, we use the name Ishvaraha. When we say God created the world, that time Ishvara created the world, when we say that Ishvara is Nimitta Karanam. The same Ishvara, when we say Ishvara became the world, that time Ishvara is called Upadana Karanam. This is the second point. What is the first point? God created the world. God is the cause. That God who is the cause of this creation is Nimitta Karanam. Second point is what? That God alone became the world, when we say that became is Upadana Karanam, material cause. Upadana Karanam means material cause. Nimitta Karanam means intelligent cause. God alone is the intelligent cause. God alone is the material cause. Second point. The third point is that God really is not became the universe, but appear as the universe. World is nothing but God. What we say? World is nothing but God. What it means? God alone is appearing as the universe. God alone is appearing as the universe. When we do this statement, we make this statement, at that time what we have to say? Ishvara, when he appears as the universe, we use the word, technical term, Abhinna Nimitta Upadana Karanam. Abhinna Nimitta Upadana Karanam. Abhinna means non-different. Non-different what? Non-different from intelligent cause and material cause. It is not different. Non-different material intelligent cause means what? Intelligent cause plus material cause. Another technical word here itself we use, vivarta karanam. When we say God appears as the universe means God is vivarta karanam. Vivarta karanam means without undergoing a change, that which appears is called vivartam. Without undergoing a change, the rope appears as a snake. So rope is called vivarta karanam of the snake. These are the highest technical terms in Vedanta. We have to assimilate most toughest technical terms. Material, intelligent and vivarta karanam, without undergoing any change, it appears. Who? Rope. It appears as snake. Similarly, Ishvara, without undergoing any change, appears as this universe. That is why Ishvara is vivarta upadana karanam. Vivarta upadana karanam. Just as wood manifest as the desk, gold manifest as ornament, that alone is appearing in there. Ornament is not different from gold, wood is not different from desk, is not different from wood. Similarly, world is not different from God. You got the 3 points now? God created the world, Nimitta Karanam. God became the world, Upadana Karanam. God appears as the world is Vivarta Karanam. Now we have to develop the subject on this. What is that? Since Ishvara is appearing as the universe, learn to see everything as God. Since Ishvara alone appearing as the universe, gold alone is appearing as the chain. You see every part of the chain. We never leave in a single bit of a, you know. We see everything as gold, gold, gold. Similarly, Shastra is asking us, learn to see Ishvara in every object. In each and every object may you learn to see Ishvara, God. In another words, we can put this Ishvara is a mixture, means Purusha and Prakriti. Another technical term, Purusha and Prakriti. Purusha is changeless principle. Purusha, Paraprakriti, higher nature is changeless, attributeless principle, invisible consciousness principle. Not your vittukar, Purushan. Purusha means changeless, attributeless, then what? Invisible consciousness principle is called Purushaha. Quite opposite, what? Prakriti. Matter. Another name for Prakriti is matter. Another name for matter is Maya. Maya, matter. The Mama. matter. Maya, matter, prakriti, all are synonyms. Is changing principle, attributed principle, visible principle, insentient principle, jadam. All the way you have to remember throughout your study of Shastra these terms. The more you assimilate these terms, the more you understand the Shastra clearly. So Maya, the Prakriti, matter is a changing principle, Sagunam, attributed principle, Sattvarajastamo Gunatmika, Maya Asti, visible principle, and insentient principle. What is the corollary now? Whatever is visible is Maya. You have to arrive at this principle. Whatever is visible is matter. Whatever is invisible is Purushaha. Consciousness is invisible. The awareness, consciousness principle, existence principle is invisible. So every object, name and form is jadam principle by itself, and it is inert, matter. Then, what is next? You see the world, the objects, since Bhagavan alone makes his Maya power to manifest in the form of name and form, behind that, because Ishvara alone appearing as the universe, so universe must be mixture of what? Ishvara appearing as the universe. Ishvara must be Purusha and Prakriti. Prapancham must be Purusha and Prakriti. Why? Ishvara alone is the world. Vishvam eva rupam yasya Vishvarupaha. The world is the form of God. Now, visible part of the world belongs to whom? Maya. Visible part of the world belongs to the matter, Prakriti, Maya. Whatever is visible for your perception, either any sense organ, it is Maya. Whatever is not visible in the form of Sat, 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 easiness, not visible, that easiness is Purushaha. Invisible Satta, easiness in every object is Purushaha. Sat principle, consciousness principle. In inert objects, it is not manifesting. In sentient beings, that consciousness is manifesting. Clear? This universe is nothing but God. It is called divinization. It is called divinization. Your bhava is what? God created the world. God became the world. God alone is appearing as the world. Therefore, world is nothing but God. Therefore, for me, everything is divine. In my perception, everything is divine. What do you mean by divine? That which belongs to Deva, the Paramatma, is called divine. This is called divinization. Divinization means what? Ishwariya bhavana. Jagat Ishwariya bhavana. In prapancha, I have that daivi bhavana. Daivi bhavana. In vibhuti yoga, Lord Krishna is going to show his vibhuti in many extraordinary objects. In the previous chapters, karma yoga means karma as a sadhanam. Jnana yoga, jnanam is a sadhanam. Vibhuti yoga, vibhuti is a sadhanam chollakudadu. It changes the meaning. Vibhuti is the manifestation. It is a manifestation. Vividham bhavati iti vibhutihi. That is why we put vibhuti on our face. Vividham bhavati, that which becomes many, manifold ways, is called vibhutihi. that which becomes in manifold ways, varieties of forms, is called vibhutihi. Yogaha means power, the power of manifestation. Vibhuti yoga means here the power of manifestation. Manifestation is a glory. Manifestation is a glory. So vibhuti means glory, mahima. Mahima shakti, vibhuti shakti. The Bhagavan becomes many, appears as many. Becomes many means as though. Bhagavan created the universe means as though created. As though created. Rope created the snake. Rope appeared as a snake. Rope never become the snake. Rope appears. Like that, Bhagavan appears as the universe. It is very, very, very difficult for our ordinary intellect to assimilate these facts. We have to train our mind, drill our mind to this fact, which is the only fact. One day or other, you have no other way. You have to, because our mind orientation is in a different orientation. What in other religions they say, okay, God created the world, we accept. According to them, other religions, God is the creator, but that God exists in Vaikuntha, or God exists in Kailasa. World is here, after creating here, looking from there, Bhagavan, watching what you are doing. This is what, after death, you go and meet him, say hello. This is what they talk. God is in heaven. Christianity, Islam, any other religion you take, even other religions you take, they all talk that only. Even Jesus born, what? Messenger of God. They don't talk about God. They talk about the messenger. We are all talking about God. We don't want messengers. He is a messenger. Duta. Duta Vanditar. Brought the God's message. Bringing the God's message. What they say? God is in heaven. World is here. God created the world. You, after death, if you live in a, follow 10 commandments, you will go to heaven. This is almost over. Religion is over by these words. Jesus comes and tells, because today Christmas, no? That's why I want to tell you. The relevant topic. Okay. He says, follow 10 commandments, you live in a pious life, that God will like you and he will take you to heaven. They will never stand for logic. They never stand for your anubhava. This is a belief. Religion is a belief. Hinduism goes beyond this. That is the greatness of Hinduism. What Hinduism says, God created the world, God became the world. World is nothing but God. God is not away from the world. God is not away from the world, sitting somewhere far. How far, you know? Very, very far. You cannot travel with this body. Therefore, you die first. You want to meet the Lord, you should die. Non-verifiable. What our Shastra says, Veda tells, God is now here itself. Verifiable, you anubhava yukti dvara, you can understand that. What a religion, Hindu religion. It will not stop with religion. It gives highest philosophy. Hindu religion is standing upon, its foundation is Veda. Veda is talking about the philosophy. That philosophy is the highest philosophy. So every Hindu, a true Hindu, understand the philosophy visualize the God here itself. That is called divinization. Keep other religions aside. Let us come to Hindu religion. What is our Hindu's concept of religion? First, worship God in Eka Rupa. Lord Krishna is going to give Vibhuti Yoga, means Arjuna, I am in every object. But for the sake of worship, I give some extraordinary objects in the world, even though I am all pervading in every object. For your worship sake, for your pujartham, for your meditation, I give some extraordinary objects in the world for you, for dhyanam, for puja. That is why we worship in what are all forms. Big mall is there. Kamadhenu, like mall. What is that mall? That mall is first to take inert objects. Govardhana Parvatam, we worship. Extraordinary. Kailas, Mount Kailas, we worship as God. Ganga, Ganges, water, we worship. Manas Sarovar, water, we worship. Insentient things, what we worship. Even plants, Arasamaram, Ammo, Umba respect, we worship. Extraordinary. Tulasi, we worship. Extraordinary. Cow, we worship. Serpent, we worship. What about human beings? We won't worship. No, we worship. Mother, we worship. Matru Devo Bhava. Father, we worship. Pitru Devo Bhava. Guru, we worship. Acharya Devo Bhava. Extraordinary. Sun, moon, we worship. Surya Devaha. Chandra Devata. So, these are all extraordinary power, where there is so much beauty, very beautiful, with full of extraordinary power is there, we select. Why? Bhagavan gives selectively. Everything you have to worship as God. But for puja artham, you take some extraordinary things in the world, like what I have explained now. Like that, many are there. Many of them we are worshipping. So what is the benefit of this worship? People are blaming. You worship water, you worship stars, you worship trees, you worship serpent, you worship cows, you worship stones. Yes, I worship, what to do? No. That's why you unakku moola illai. Shastra says, it is not true. Atasmin tad buddhihi. Nikrishta vastuni utkrishta bhavana. I know they are all nikrishta vastus. They have limitation. I know that. Parvata is a stone. Nikrishta vastu. Inferior object in the world. I know. Tree is also, after all, a tree. I know. Serpent, after all, it is also a serpent. I know. Nikrishta vastu. It is not highest superior thing, no? But still, nikrishta vastuni utkrishta bhavana means what? Highest opinion. I superimpose upon that. Haridra kunkume vigneshwaram avahayami. Sri Mahaganapatim avahayami. Nikrishta manjal podi mele. Utkrishta bhagavan vinayakarni avahayami. தெரிஞ்சு பண்ணுறியா தெரியாமல் பண்ணுறியா? அது மஞ்சள்னு தெரியாதா? டெர்மரிக் பவுடர்னு தெரியாதா? நன்னா தெரியும் சுவாமி. ஏன் தெரிஞ்சே பண்ணுறேன்னா, வேணுமனே பண்ணுறேன்னா. விக்ன நிவாரணார்த்தம் ஐ கீப் மஞ்சள் பொடி இன் பிரமிட் ஃபார்ம் ஆன் வெத்தலை பாக்கு. நிகிருஷ்ட வஸ்து நி உத்கிருஷ்ட பாவனை. தட்ஸ் வை வி ஆர் நாட் மேட். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்? பிகாஸ் turmeric is also God. I cannot separate anything from the world because world is God. Manjalpadi included in the world. Vanaspati, From the tree only it has come. So everything is God. From God only everything has come. I cannot see anything separate, secular and sacred division is not possible for me. A true Hindu can never see secular and sacred separation division. Impossible. Sacred means somewhere high, somewhere. Secular means you can do anything. I cannot. For me everything is sacred. God is everywhere. Not God is everywhere, really speaking. God alone is there. God is everywhere. This is okay. But that is not the ultimate answer. God alone is there. That is why some Agama Shastras, according to them, Puja Vidhanam, Shaivagama, Vaishnavagama, Shaktyagama, according to their Puja Vidhanam is differs. Different paddhati is there. According to their Agama, we respect that worship. Vishnu temple, Arati is different. And the Shatari, different irukum. Avan kamikra vidhame different. Seva temples, if you go, and the Shatari irukku, adhi vere thaniya irukum, adhi design vere. And the Pujari, Prasadanthilindhi, Mantratilindhi, ellame different irukum. Irukkattume. Puja Vidhanam, we accept differs so many ways. Worship may differ, doesn't matter. But the philosophy of that Agamas, we won't accept. Their philosophy, we won't accept. For example, Vaishnava Agama says, Moksha means you go to the Lord, Sayujyam, Samipyam, Salokyam, Sarupyam, not Jivan Mukti. Four chulluva. Sarupyam, Samipyam, Sayujyam, Salokyam. Adhella na explain panna maata ippo. Chollu, munnadi chollu. Okay, adhella chollu. What about Jivan Mukti? Don't talk about Jivan Mukti. That is why Vaishnava, Agama, worship, let them do whatever worship they do. Doesn't matter. But philosophy, it is not acceptable to Anubhava Yukti, it will not stand. Even Shruti Pramana also it will not stand. Shruti Yukti Anubhava is not there. In Shaiva Agama, Shastha, Shakta Agama, Vaishnava Agama, only for religion, over. Lord Krishna teaching is what? Much more higher. Hey Arjuna, listen to me. I am putting a seed for Vishwarupa here. You have to see some extraordinary object. Select them, I am giving names of them. You worship, you meditate. Then you learn to see the Vishwam as Bhagavan. Why I have to see Vishnu as Bhagavan? If I don't see, what will happen? Eka Rupa to many forms you have to see as God. Why at all? What is the benefit by this knowledge? Benefit is excellent benefit. First of all, you come out of your petty mindedness, narrow mindedness. You come out of that restricted, confined mind. You get to expand mind. Hridaya Vishalata comes. Because I accept, I appreciate everything as God. Jealousy, from jealousy you come out. From pride you come out. Which are the greatest obstacles? My God is great. It's an obstacle. That thinking is an obstacle. Not able to appreciate other God, not able to appreciate other object in the world. World is, no, dirty. What about God? God is in heaven, He is clean. World is dirty for them. They want to run away from the world. They criticize the world. They blame the world. They look at the world different from God and they hate the world. Dvesha, intolerance. In the name of God, God keeping away from this world and looking at the world as problematic. Therefore, I develop jealousy upon others. I cannot appreciate others. I cannot accommodate others. I cannot accommodate even other God also. Mudiyave mudiyadu. Yen? Ennude kadavulda. Great. Poduma. This is called fanaticism. that mind is very, very narrow mind. It cannot appreciate. It has got a dvesha. It has got a jealousy. It cannot love and appreciate. If I see every object as the Lord's manifestation, I love everything, I respect everything, my mind will become so expansive. There is a great inner leisure, relaxation. I have no dvesha. I have a lot of tolerance power because I appreciate everything as Bhagavan. And my face and mind is always bloomy. If I have hatred, jealousy, what will happen? Kannu eppadi irukum, moonju eppadi irukum paarunga avan moonju. A person who loves everything, who accommodates everything, who appreciates everything as Ishvara's manifestation, that person's response is different. That person's personality is different. That person's appearance is different. Such people are the walking messengers of God. They're all the walking messengers of God. God is somewhere, God is here only in between us, watching what you are thinking, what you are doing, how you are responding, everything. Bhagavan also feels sad. Ida na chonnadi shastratilo ida ni purinchukunade Bhagavan kuda kashtapaduvaru paavam. And in the name of bhakti, in the name of bhakti, what we are doing? Puja apacharam upacharamu chesi varunnarani. అది ఉపచారం ఇల్ల అపచారము చేసి అని పాడడం. ఇదెల్లా అపచారం. ఇన్ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ షోడశోపచార పూజ, ఇఫ్ రియల్ భక్తి ఇస్ నాట్ దేర్, ఇట్ ఈస్ అపచార. సో విభూతి యోగ టెల్స్ అస్ కమ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ నారో మైండ్. డోంట్ సీ గాడ్ ఇన్ వన్ రూప, ఏక రూప. God, from Eka Rupa, you have to come to shift to Aneka Rupa. And Aneka Rupa alone, all Rupams belongs to God. Some extraordinary objects you meditate upon, you worship slowly, you come to Arupa. Eka Rupa to Vishwarupa to Arupa. That's why a narrow mind you have to first delete. Crooked mind, a mind with arrogance, pride, garvam, ahankara, jealousy. If I see everything as God, is there jealousy possible? Because every glory is Bhagavan's glory. All musicians, okay. Musicians are singing in this music season. All artists, when they are giving concert, every artist, the glory belongs to whom? Is a pipeline. The glory belongs to God. Mridangist capacity of playing mridangam wonderful. Flutist or singer, vocalist or veena player or dancer or singer, whoever, whatever glory you are appreciating, giving Padma Vibhushan, titles and all, Siromani, so many titles, all should go to whom? Bhagavan. Not this local person. Why? In Keno Upanishad we saw Indra, Agni, Vayu. They thought power is my power. They thought like that. Bhagavan said, Kuttu kudupai vannu, nu power nu chonna. Test panditar. Power belongs to Bhagavan. You are only a pipeline. Even we have any, suppose, ఇరికాని డౌట్ నమ్మకు ఏదావది ఒక విభూతి ఇందా ఎక్స్ట్రా ఆర్డినరీ కెపాసిటీ ఈజ్ దేర్ సపోజ్ వీ హ్యావ్ దట్ పవర్ బిలాంగ్స్ టు అస్ ఆర్ భగవాన్ వై బికాస్ ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్ ద గ్రేట్ ఎక్స్ట్రా ఆర్డినరీ పవర్ వేర్ ఎవర్ ఇన్ హూమ్ ఎవర్ దట్ ఈస్ బిలాంగ్స్ టు భగవాన్ దట్ ఈస్ వై యూ క్యాన్ బి ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ అరగెన్స్ ప్రైడ్. Therefore, best way of coming to expand your mind is Vibhuti Yoga Jnanam. Understand the power of the manifestation of the Lord. See everything as God. With this background, we enter into the 10th chapter. Shri Bhagavan Vachan.
भूय एव महाबाहो शृणु मे परमं वचः यत्तेहं प्रियमाणाय वक्ष्यामि हितकाम्यया.
I have given a strong foundation. Okay. See, one time, two times listening Bhagavad Gita, we can never understand. The students who are listening fourth time, they understand what they have not understood the first time. It is so deep to understand. 10th chapter, Bhagavan begins with his glory, you know. Bhut, 7th chapter, 8th, 9th, 10th shlokas, Bhagavan hinted. 7th chapter, 8th, 9th shlokas, 8th, 9th, 10th and 11th. Rasohamapsu Kaunteya Prabhasmi Shashi Surya Yoh. Angiya kuduttar. Namma notice panna maatom. Then 9th chapter also, 16, 17, 18 and 19th shlokas, 4 shlokas, again Bhagavan hinted vibhuti. So now he is expanding that. హే మహాబాహో ఓ అర్జున మే పరమం వచ శృణు మే యు లిజన్ మే యు లిజన్ మే పరమం వచ మై సుప్రీం వర్డ్స్ పరమం మీన్స్ సుప్రీం వచ మీన్స్ వర్డ్స్ మై సుప్రీం వర్డ్స్ శృణు మే యు లిజన్ దిస్ ఈస్ ద ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్ భూయ ఏవ This is not first chapter, I know. This is 10th chapter. Lord Krishna knows, knowingly telling, again you listen. I have already spoken in 7th chapter, 9th chapter, I know that. Listen once again. Now you know why I am teaching again Gita? Bhagavan himself asking Arjuna, listen once again. Arjuna has to listen or not? When my guru is also teaching again, I have to listen or not? How to listen? Bhuya eva. May you listen again, once again. Why I am teaching you? I have chosen you because priyamanaya. You are dear to me, for your sake only I am teaching. Why I have teach again otherwise? Chullita poitva an chollalamillyo. Since you are dear to me, priyamanaya, for you who is dear to me, I want to teach again. Hitakamyaya, for your well-being. I am your well-wisher. I am your well-wisher means until you get moksha, I won't leave you. Hitam is what? Moksha. Hitakamyaya, with the desire of your well-being. See, Bhagavan, paarunga, evala karunai. உனக்கு மோட்சம் வர்றதுக்காக தான் அர்ஜுனா நான் திருப்பி சொல்கிறேன் கேளு என்ன யூ லிசன் டு மீ ஹிதகாமியா அஹம் யத் தே பிரவக்ஷாமி தத் ஸ்ருணு வாட் எவர் ஐ எம் கோயிங் டு டீச் யூ அகெயின் மே யூ லிசன் பிகாஸ் யூ ஆர் டியர் டு மீ ஐ எம் யுவர் வெல் விஷர் தேர் ஃபோர் யூ லிசன் வை பகவான் கிவ்ஸ் த ரீசன் வை ஐ ரிப்பீட் Krishna gives the reason here in this second shloka. Why I am repeating, you know? I will tell you the reason.
Name vidusura ganaha. Prabhavam namaharshayaha. Ahamadirhi devanam. Maharshinam cha sarvashaham.
Vibhuti means manifestation word, I said. This word, manifesting word, is a karyam. Then Bhagavan is cause, This world must be what? Karyam, effect. Effect. Karya prapanchaha. Since Bhagavan is the cause, world must be the karyam. So whatever you see, the karya prapancha is non-separate from Bhagavan. Remember the gold chain always. World is like a gold chain of Bhagavan, who is like gold. இது சொன்னால் நல்லா ஞாபகம் இருக்கும். World is like a gold chain. Bhagavan is like a gold. Swamini, your words are ringing in our mind and ringing. They have to bang. Not only ringing, they have to go to Nasalavan Chulva. Villakulla Pai Ukaranam. That is why Bharatiyar sang Kakai Chiraginile Nandalala. நல்ல கச்சேரியில் வயலின் மிருதங்கத்தோடு பாடினா பீப்புள் லிசன். ஹூ வில் லிசன் டு மீ காக்கை சிறகினிலே என்ன. ஸோ த லிரிக் ஏ டிவோட்டி ரைட்ஸ் இதர் தியாகராஜா ஆர் மியூசிக் சீசன் தியாகராஜா ஆர் முத்துசுவாமி தீக்ஷிதர் ஹூ எவர் ரைட்ஸ் வாட் எவர் தேர் ரைட்டிங் இஸ் த க்ளோரி ஆஃப் த லார்ட். தே ஆர் ப்ரைசிங் அதரம் மதுரம் வதனம் மதுரம் இதெல்லாம் தியாகராஜா ப்ரைசிங் த லார்டு, க்ளோரிஃபைங் த லார்டு. முத்துஸ்வாமி க்ளோரிஃபைங் த லார்டு. சியாமா சாஸ்திரி க்ளோரிஃபைங் த அம்பாள். ஸோ எவ்ரி ஒன் க்ளோரிஃபை காக்கை சிறகினில்லைன்னாரு. இந்த த க்ரோ இட்ஸ் இந்த ஃபெதர் அதுக்குள்ளே இனி இருக்கேன்னா. தட்ஸ் வை எவ்ரி ஒன் ஹேஸ் டு கம் ஃபைனலி. That one lady is telling, from Paris she is coming from 40 years. Somebody interviewed her. At the time of Christmas you are coming. Are you not celebrating your Christmas in your place? No? That and all secondary for me. Christmas is secondary. Then what is primary? This music season is primary for me. She comes all the way. Her husband also. And attends important musicians' programs all this music season, from morning to till evening. Not one day or 2 days. You cannot find such a person even in India. From 40 years, she is coming. What brings her here? I don't know how these people are singing, how they are mesmerizing my heart. I am melting when I am listening to that Lord. What is that? She doesn't know even single word meaning. Single word meaning she doesn't know. She is appreciating. What makes her to appreciate, enjoy? Tell me. Bhavamu lona bahyamu nandanu. Bhavamu and bahyamu. Bahyamu nana annamacharya kirtana. Bhavamu lona bahyamu nandanu nana vibhuti an artham. Karya prapancha. உபன்யாசம் சொன்னால் புரியல பாடினா. அதனால் வித்தவுட் மீனிங் பீப்புள் ஆர் சிங்கிங். அதனால் பக்தி வரமாட்டேங்கிறது. இட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ பிகமிங் அதர் ஒரு என்டர்டெயின்மெண்ட். ஓகே, லெட் அஸ் கம் ஹியர். அர்ஜுனா, சுரகணாஹ அபி மே ந விதுஹு. ஈவன் தேவதாஸ் டு நாட் நோ மீ. சுரகணாஹ மீன்ஸ் த குரூப் ஆஃப் தேவதாஸ். கணாஹ மீன்ஸ் குரூப்ஸ். அக்னி தேவதா, வாயு தேவதா, வருண தேவதா, ஈவன் பிரம்மாஜி ஆன்வர்ட்ஸ் யூ டேக். ந விதுஹு, வாட் தே டு நாட் நோ. ந விதுஹு மீன்ஸ் தே டு நாட் நோ. வாட் பிரபவம்? பிரபவம் மீன்ஸ் மை ஆரிஜின், மை உற்பத்தி, மை மேனிஃபெஸ்டேஷன். தேவதாஸ் டு நாட் நோ. ஈவன் மகர்ஷிஸ் ஆல்சோ டு நாட் நோ. தேவதாஸ் தெம்செல்ஸ் டு நாட் நோ. வாட் டு டாக் ஆஃப் தீஸ் மகர்ஷிஸ். Vashishta, all the Saptarshis, many other Rishis, they do not know. Me Prabham na viduhu, Maharshayaha na viduhu, Suraganaha na viduhu. That's why, how they can teach about me? Therefore, I am teaching you. They do not know about me. Therefore, I am teaching. Because I am the cause of this creation. Because they themselves are also born later to me only. I am not born. They are born later to me. Later one cannot know about the former one. Inna logic. Later one cannot know the former one. I am the former one. They are all later ones. This is the reason, simple reason. Na viduhu. Why? Aham adihi devanam. I am the one who was there, who is there, who will be there all the time, even before rishis, even before devatas. Aham adihi. Adihi means I am the origin. Here adihi means karanam. I am the cause who existed before the arrival of devatas. Devanam adihi. Who existed before the arrival of devatas. I existed before the arrival of maharshis. I existed before the arrival of devatas. Therefore, they do not know about me. That's why I want to tell you, Arjuna, don't go to any devatas. Don't ask about me, because they don't know only half. I know about me well. That's what I am teaching you. Sarvashaha. Sarvashaha means in all aspects, in all respects, by all means. That is what? What is mean by sarvashaha? By all means means I am the nimitta karanam, I am the upadana karanam, I am the vivarta karanam. They do not know. They do not know. I only taught to Indra. I only taught to Agni. I only taught to all devatas also. I only taught to everyone. Sadashiva samarambham. So whatever they teach, they have learned from their guru. That guru learned from their guru. That guru learned from their guru. First guru I am. I only taught. That's why everyone is talking about me after learning from me only. Therefore, I am the nimitta karanam, upadana karanam, vivarta upadana karanam. I am sarvashaha of everything. Bhagavan is, by all means, I know everything before these rishis, devatas.
Yo ma majamana dinchem. Veti loka maheshwaram. Asam moodhas samartyeshu. Sarva papai pramuchyate.
When you worship the Lord in Ekarupa, one form, bhavana is what bhavana? Dasoham. Tava dasoham. Your kirtana, tava dasoham, I am your servant. And bhakta paadindirkar. So that dasoham slowly has to delete what? Da. Soham brahma. Soham Vishnu, Soham Shambho Shankara, Satya Swarupa Premananda. Soham Brahma, I am the Brahman, Brahmaji, I means which I, Stula Shariram, Sushma Shariram or Karana Shariram, nothing. I, the consciousness, existent principle, Nirgunam Brahma. I am the three-headed Brahmaji. I am the Vishnu. Sayeva Vishnuhu, Sayeva Brahma, Sayeva Shivaha. That Saha Paramatma Ahamasmi. Soham Brahma, Soham Vishnu, Soham Shambho Shankara. What is that Saha Aham? Satya Swarupam. Ananta Ananda Swarupam Aham. So, Dasoham to Soham is the culmination. Don't die with Dasoha Bhavana. Don't die with Dasoha Bhavana. Leave the body with Soham Gnanam. I don't say die, okay. Leave the body with Soham Gnanam. Saha Aham Brahma Asmi iti Gnanena. Like a snake leaves the skin, you leave the body on your will. On your will you drop the body. Okay. That is called dasoham to soham. That is the culmination of bhakti. Dasoham is the LKG bhakti. Soham is the Jnani Bhakti, highest Bhakti, supreme Bhakti, the culmination. Yaha Maam Ajam Adim Cha Vetti, the one by knowing this, Lord is the Nimitta Karanam, Upadana Karanam, Vivarta Karanam, pervading everywhere. What is the benefit? Yaha Maam Vetti, whoever knows me, Vetti. Vetti vittaha vidanti, whoever knows me as water, ajam, birthless. Aidi paraprakriti purusha, originally I am birthless. Whoever knows in this manner. Adim cha, adim means here, anadim, sorry. Aham ajam anadim, ajam plus anadim, ajam anadim. Anadim means beginningless. Anadi means here causeless, cause I am. That is why Lord Shiva ke appa yaar na. Lord Shiva ke appa yaar. That is why Parvati is so fortunate. Why, you know? No mother-in-law. No mother-in-law. So Shiva ke causeless cause Bhagavan. Vishnu ke appa yaar na. Causeless cause. Therefore, I am the causeless cause, anadihi. Lokamaheshwaram. Lokamaheshwaram means master of the universe, lord of the universe. That's why people ask, who created God? Who created God? No one can create God. God ever exists. That's why scientists never know what, who is God, what is this creation. They are breaking their heads. They are trying to find out, breaking the brain. Okay, cannot know throughout your sense perception. Only through Shastra you come to know. Lokamaheshwaram. Asammudaha saha martyeshu. Among mortals saha asammudaha. Whoever knows me as birthless, causeless, and the master of this entire universe, that person is free from delusion. Asammudaha. He is free from delusion. Like Bhagavad Gita students. Chalalam illiyo? Bhagavad Gita students who are studying in Mylapore club. Adi kuda chalare. Amma. You have to study properly, no? The people who study Bhagavad Gita systematically, properly, they are asammudaha. They are free from delusion. Among whom? Among rats and cats. Martyesh, among human beings, mortals, among human beings, they are free from delusion, whoever understand my birthless and causeless nature. Sarva papai pramuchyate, they are free from all sins. Sarva papai pramuchyate, sarva papai, indaku papam anna pohadu, sarva indicates including punyam also. Smiling villain, punyam include, because punya also cause for punarjanma, papa also cause for punarjanma, punya also cause for punarjanma, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. So punarjanma caused punya papa, they will cross over. That means what? They are free from punarjanma. Punarjanma, no swami, I want to born again. You cannot. You recognize you are birthless now. Now itself you are birthless. You need not born again. If you born also, it is a leela. It is a leela. That is a different matter. Okay, now, sarva papaihi pramuchyate. Then from next shloka onwards, Lord Krishna is going to enumerate his vibhutis from internal onwards, inner vibhutis. What are all those vibhutis? We see in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.